You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hello.
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm great.
Excellent. Now, we've already, in the privacy of the studio, we've already looked at the records that we're going to be doing today.
Yes.
And we've got a...
We've got a variety.
We've got two things which come out tomorrow and one thing that we've had for a week or two, but it keeps selling, so I haven't been able to bring it up. But shall we start with something which is kind of close to home, but kind of not close to home? How's
sure.
that for an idea?
Yes.
Now, you're aware of a record label in Germany called Jatari, right? A reggae label.
No, I'm not, Troy.
Okay, let me tell you. There is a reggae label in Germany called Jatari.
Why in Germany?
Reggae is very big in
really?
Germany and has been since the late 70s, early 80s.
See, I didn't know that at all.
And not even a specific kind of reggae, sort of across the board. You know, you'll find there's some groups in Germany who play like old sort of skinhead style, you know, 1960s reggae. In the past, a lot of the old legends have come out of retirement and used these German guys as backing groups for like, relaunching tours or nostalgia tours, whatever. So it's like across the board. I don't know whether it's simply because of the varied population of Germany or it's just something that I have no idea. It's just what people like.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same as reggae is very popular in this country, although it's a little more specific, tailored to a particular kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, I've mentioned this country now. Well, there's a new label which is affiliated with Jatari in Germany, and it's called Red Robin.
It's a great name for
yes,
a label.
And if you actually look at the record label, you'll see that it looks kind of classic and
I
awesome.
I like it.
Now, Red Robin is owned by a fellow in Tomata, in Raglan. Yep. And he does a radio show down in Raglan called Reggae Rodeo. Yep. Down in Raglan. Anyway, so this is the first release on his label, and cool. What he's done is he's made it a 12-inch single, but it's like one song on either side. Well, one rhythm. Let's be specific. It's the same rhythm. A different rhythm on both sides with different vocalists. So
okay.
You have like two different vocal versions of one song and one dub. Now,
cool.
Where did the rhythms come from? That's a good question, Hannah. I'm glad you asked. There's a guy, I think he's from Wellington originally, called Naram, and Artificial. These are two fellows who have put the rhythms together, producers. I'm not sure if they're still based here.
The rhythms, is this a group of people or is this a band?
The rhythm, in terms of reggae, the rhythm is basically, well, you could say it's the rhythm track, but basically it means the musical backing.
Okay.
And you'll find, and particularly in the kind of music we're about to be talking about, which is dancehall, there'll be a producer will make a rhythm, right? And a lot of different vocalists will do their own songs over it.
Okay, right? Cool, yeah.
So, I said dancehall, let's move on to that. Now, basically, rather than like, the old 60s style rhythms, which we were talking about in Germany just a few minutes ago, these kind of rhythms that we have here are really related to mid-1980s reggae, but specifically the dancehall style of reggae. And I suppose it's like basically post or 85 and just post 85, because they're digital rhythms, and that's when digital reggae is sort of said to have started. Everyone always says Under Me Sling Ting was the first digital rhythm that King Jammies did for Wayne Campbell. It's probably the first popular one. There may have been one before. In fact, I think I've heard Dubhead saying that there was one before that. But anyway, so what we have is digital dancehall rhythms. We've got two. And then the vocalists. Let me tell you about the vocalists.
Cool.
These are the four vocalists that are represented on this are all people that were vocalists around that time, 85, wow. 86. On side one, which is the tune or the rhythm called Outer Road, we have Midnight Riders, who is a man called Winston Powell, who was most active, I think, between 84 and 85. We have also on the Outer Road rhythm, one called Dread Outer Road, Speng Bond, who's a British man from Birmingham, I think, who was involved in... I think he was involved in sound systems going back to the mid-70s. But some people in this country, I think, would recognise Speng Bond because he was known as James Bond on a UB40 record called Bag of Rhythm, where it was UB40 with James Bond and General CP. Fight for Come In was the name of the tune. I think it's on the side two of that Bag of Rhythm in 85.
Where was all the recording done for this?
Well, the vocals were done in the people's countries where they live now.
Yeah.
Like Winston Powell still lives in Jamaica. Speng Bond lives in Britain. Steve Knight, who's on the other side on the Demo Fraud rhythm, lives in Toronto.
Cool.
And Tipper Lee, I think, I'm not sure where Tipper Lee lives now. I think it's in California somewhere. Tipper Lee, in the early 80s, he was known, first I heard of him, it was Tipper Lee and Johnny Slaughter, but I think he was he had most of his success with a guy called Rapper Robert in the later part of the 80s.
Cool. Okay.
And now then there's two dubs, which Naram, one of the producers, has done the dubs on both of the things. I've been talking a whole lot.
You have
we
been,
don't need
but
to be
it's
talking.
Been, no, but
what
it's
we
been
need
great.
To hear, we need to hear one
the
of
track.
These things. And I think what we're going to hear is side two, the Demo Fraud rhythm. And we'll hear the one with Steve Knight.
But honestly, there's so much detail to just this one sound. I mean,
one record. Yeah.
Yeah, but
we're not even talking about one sound
but
specifically.
But you know what I mean, this sound. I think it's interesting to be able to kind of hear about it. But yeah, let's listen to the track.
Jacket, I run pure racket, dress up in a tie, I tell pure lie, put and glasses to cover your eyes. Who guessing and say you are big official, but you are fraud. Yes, you are fraud. And you are going like you are the owner for the yard. Yes, you are fraud. Yes, you are fraud. And you are going like you're big and you're proud. Now you are fraud. Yes, you are fraud. And you attack or you're big and you're proud. You a fraud, yes you a fraud. And you a talk, you're the owner for the yard.
Salute and respect. Original DJ veteran Tipple A. Big up proper Robert, anything test gonna get hurt. Slapness of his splurt. The veteran, salute the veteran man. The veteran, the DJ veteran.
And right there at the end of Demo Fraud with Steve Knight, we're at the beginning of Tipple's.
Yep.
Salute the veterans. You might have heard the lyrics of Demo Fraud. It's about politicians and other liars. It's good. I want to talk about, you mentioned the bass.
Yeah.
Right. Now, there's two things about it. Is one, you'll notice it's quite a fast rhythm. That's what sort of characterised the mid-80s. Yeah. But I want to talk about the mastering of this record, which is one of the things which makes sure that the bass is resonant. I don't know how much you can hear over the radio, but it's a 12-inch single and it's got really, really good bass response, as reggae should.
But it's not overwhelming. Like, the bass isn't, like, kind of interfering.
No, it's professionally done. Do you want to know who did it? I'm going to tell you. There's a man called Stefan Becker, a German man from Düsseldorf. In the 90s, he released a few EPs on Matador, I think, of real minimalist deconstructed electronics. And then in about 2002, he got signed to Mute Records and did a whole album where he had that sort of pole sound but introduced a weird hip-hop sensibility into it. And even had a guy called Fat John rapping on it.
Wow.
But yeah, Pole is now a mastering engineer, and he did this record.
And what's so great about the mastering on this track for you, or just...
Well, it's what... I only say it because you mentioned the bass frequencies in it.
Yeah.
It's really nicely equalized. Everything on it. It's a really great sounding record. And I like the fact that we can say, here is some New Zealand reggae that is not the instant thing you think of when you think of New Zealand reggae, which is that kind of sunshine roots type stuff.
Cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it is.
A nice record. That's will be on the shelves tomorrow up at Southbound Records.
And it's just a nice looking record as well.
That label looks great.
Yeah.
Certainly does. What do you want to do next? Do you want to do Loyal Kana next, or do you want to do something the other one next? You've got Loyal Kana right next to you there.
Yeah, let's do Loyal Kana.
Right. Now, Loyal Kana is a young British rapper. I think he's 21 or 22.
He looks really happy.
He does look happy. And that's interesting that he looks happy, and how that relates to the record at hand, which is his first album called Yesterday's Gone. Now, I first heard of this guy. He was on a single called Guts with Kate Tempest.
Mm.
Now, does he relate to British hip hop in the same way that Kate Tempest does? Yes and no. Yes, in that it's not he doesn't operate in the grime area, which is kind of how we think of British hip hop being now, the same as Kate Tempest doesn't. And also, he has, like, what he does is quite narrative. But and the difference between him and Kate is, like, Kate being a poet has, like, overarching themes, and it's like an entire story of one thing. Loyal Kana, basically all of his raps are quite personal and about personal experiences. This record is a lot about his family, or the idea of family.
As you can tell by the cover,
if you look on the cover, it's all
a
of,
photo
his family,
of his family,
all of his buddies, all of his collaborators. And
it's a great photo.
Who's that just to his left?
Is it his mum?
That's his mum. Now, his mum is on all of his videos. His mum even appears on the album. She does a couple of verses about Loyal, the fellow. It's pretty cool. Anyway, there's a... What's the production style on this? There's no one style. He's got Rebel Cliff as his main producer and collaborator on it. But what you get is the opening track on the album, for example, The Isle of Arran. I think it could be a single.
I think I know that song.
It's a gospel.
Mm.
Okay, you've heard that one?
Yeah.
Okay, so that gospel stuff, which is like sampled from, what were they called? The SCI Youth Choir. They had this huge gospel record called The Lord Will Have His Way or The Lord Will Find a Way.
What are his influences?
No idea.
No idea.
I suspect, some of the record sounds really like a Diller-esque sort of a 90s boom bap Slum Village type thing. He mentions Nas in here. In the song we're going to hear, he mentions a couple of other things. Of British stuff, he likes, his favourite is Jest, and I only know that because Jest is on this record, as is Quaz, who does like a sings a hook on one of the things. But there's a lot of jazz on this record. There's not just the gospel stuff either. There's a weird kind of fusion stuff. The record ends with kind of a strange folk song. I don't know what the guy's influence is.
Doesn't matter, I suppose.
It doesn't matter. I really like what he's done, because what you have here is like a, you know, I'm not too interested in people's personal stories when it comes down to it. However, when those personal stories are poured into the music and are somehow reflected in the choices which are made in a musical sense, that's when I care about it. And the one we're going to hear, it sort of stands out as being quite different. Well, everything stands out as being relatively different, but this one here has live instruments
and
guitar, bass, drums.
It features Rebel Cliff, who you said was his producer on the album.
Yeah. Rebel Cliff actually does a verse on this. He's not the greatest rapper, but
and Jest as well.
I'm not sure if it is Jest on this one.
Yeah, it says Rebel Cliff and Jest.
Okay, both of them are on this one.
Yeah.
This one here is entitled
No Worries.
No, it's not.
Oh, am I looking at the wrong one?
No CDs is what we want.
I thought we were doing number 10.
Yeah, I think that's no CDs. Start it up and let's hear if it's the correct one.
Okay.
Call it Manila.
No, try the next one.
It's number 12, Troy.
Is it? Well, I don't know. It doesn't have numbers, does it?
You're not very good at counting.
I'm very good at maths.
All right.
Let's hear if this is no CDs. This is it.
Ooh, I like it. It's a bit... It's a little bit funky, kind of.
Yeah.
Cool.
Fun lyrics too.
Let's listen to it.
Oh please, we ain't got no peace, because we spent all our money on some OCDs. It's like, oh please, we ain't got no peace, because we spent all our money on some OCDs. We're saying, oh please, we ain't got no peace, because we spent all our money on some OCDs. We got some old Jay-Z's, couple ODBs. Place them up in perfect order, cause my OCD won't let me keep it. I never speak it and keep it a secret. It'd be peak if any geezer would hear it and then repeat it. So we keep it deep and out of reach from all the Egypts. If you need it, best believe it, you won't seek it. Locked up in my room, deep cocoon, like you're digging in crates. Already dug where you're digging, so you're digging is bait. Keeping it straight, buzz until late, sample the breaks. Then we move on to the groove, grabbing that sample at 8 seconds. Loop beckon, smooth like new weapons. If I do step in, slew repping with true brethren's groove. News getting too loose, look who's prepping. All tunes through, Jimmy to Zeppin. Now who reckons you? New, you're rocking with a master at this. Maneuver, blast fast, cause we're hard to resist. Blitz like it was vital, reciting my recital. I'm back in the snapple, the snap, the crackle of the vinyl. Sweet, onto repeat, Chris is chopping a beat, flipping these verses like the burgers on the grill at Bodine's. We keep it mean, pristine, cleaner than clean. Harbor these harmonies like we're speaking to genius. It's like, oh please, we ain't got no peace, because we spent all our money on some OCDs. It's like, oh please, we ain't got no peace, because we spent all our money on some OCDs. We're saying, oh please, we ain't got no peace, because we spent all our money on some OCDs. We got some old Jay-Z's, couple ODBs, place them up in perfect order, cause my OCD won't let me.
Cause it's a rap, he brings the pads to the lab. The lab is my pad, we're using every session to jam. Working on our revolutionary revenue plan, but currently without the green, like a recession in Dan. And so we scribble on the daily, making beats from pretty ancient plastic discs of greatness that your parents used to play with. Quick and very painless, stumbled onto rap, always been sick but very aimless. Now I'm quick to leave you brainless, you anus, you ignoramus. Just let me say this, not the greatest, but give me space kid, I'm set to make it.
So basically we're bringing it back to basics,
rocking hi-hats and big kicks that are the latest.
latest trend, it's a statement. But when you put this fashion aside, this rap music is the passion of mine. Life aligned, cause I designed it in this rhymes. Chilling time keeps ticking, but I'm high. Keep spitting and flipping rhythms to vibe like.
Oh please, we ain't got no peas, because we spent all our money on some OCDs. It's like, oh please, we ain't got no peas, because we spent all our money on some OCDs. We're saying, oh please, we ain't got no peas, because we spent all our money on some OCDs. We got some OJZs, couple ODBs, place them up in perfect order, cause my OCD.
It's like 16 bars in 16 minutes, I kill it. Extinguish all the fire from the liars and the gimmicks, losing spirit. Bread is putting cheddar over lyrics, then diminish any vision when they clear it. I hear it. It's happening, moving like they're mannequins, dressed by other brothers, hiding under covers with mothers be panicking, rambling, gassing like they're Anakin. But red and blue lights are out of sight on the mic. Stop damaging your honor and your pride. Gonna from the side, never dipping from the written flow. Pacific when I rhymes on time. Told the fact and back and slap to any cracker jack who be slacking his Mac. I'm on the track and in my prime. Ease your mind if you hold it. Time if you're chosen. Keep your spine straighter than a blind homophobic. Ease your mind if you hold it. Your time if you chose it. And keep your spine straight tonight. Oh please, we ain't got no peas, because we spent all our money on some OCDs. It's like, oh please, we ain't got no peas, because we spent all our money on some OCDs. We're saying, oh please, we ain't got no peas, because we spent all our money on some OCDs. Got some OJZ, couple ODBs, place them up in perfect order, cause my OCD. It's like, oh please, we ain't got no peas, because we spent all our money on some OCDs. It's like, oh please, we ain't got no peas, because we spent all our money on some OCDs. It's like, oh please, we ain't got no peas, because we spent all our money on some OCDs. Got some OJZs, couple ODBs, place them up in perfect order, cause my OCD won't let me keep it.
Man, that's awesome. Hey, and I think it would be really cool. Tell us about some other things that he's doing. You were saying how he's aspiring to be a chef, or he wants to be a chef.
Yeah. He does. He suffered from ADHD as a kid, and found that the thing which like evened him out was cooking. So he now runs this cooking thing called Chili Con Carne. Mm. There you go. Loyal Carne's Chili Con Carne, which he runs. It's a cooking class he runs for a kids with ADHD.
Yeah, which I think is fantastic.
And I think one of his videos, I'll confess, I don't actually watch videos, but I think one of his videos is him cooking.
Cool.
But yeah, real interesting guy. And what an interesting record it is. It's all really positive stuff, although there's a lot of hardship in it as well. I was also telling you about his stepdad, who appears on piano on one of the tunes, died of a brain aneurysm 2 years ago, which kind of kicked him into higher gear in doing this. So, you know, there's a lot of adversity in the guy's life, but it's not, there's nothing defeatist about it. And it's a real fun record. I think a lot of people will enjoy it.
Cool. That's Loyal Kana's Yesterday Is Gone.
Correct. On the AHF label? I don't know. It's a label I don't know.
I don't know either.
We got that on the shelves now, although we keep selling out of it really quickly.
Great.
We're getting a lot. We'll have more in. Cool. If you want it, you'll be able to get it.
That's fantastic.
Okay, last thing. Haha, this is interesting. This is fun. Now, I gave you a copy of this last week because I thought you'd dig it. Dune Kanda.
Yeah.
Now, Dune Kanda is it's a debut release from this thing called Dune Kanda, which is actually a guy called Jesse Kanda. Now, Jesse Kanda is an artist who you will have seen stuff of. If you've ever looked at the cover of LP1 by FKA Twigs, that depiction of Twigs, that's Jesse Kanda. If you've seen the cover of Mutants by Arca, that horrible sort of big red monster thing with the big horns, that's Kanda. Jesse Kanda. In fact, he does a lot of work with Arca. They made a film together, which they showed at places like, you know, the Museum of Modern Art and all of that, and he's done a lot of videos and that kind of thing.
I've seen a couple of Arca's music videos.
Are they weird?
They're very weird.
There you go.
But they're kind of compelling. It's really weird. Like, you're kind of sitting there and you're like, I don't know why I'm watching this, but I am.
Now, strange you should say that about it being compelling, but strange.
Yeah.
Dune Kanda, this EP. The first thing we want to... I'll finish my sentence. The music on this is also quite strange, but
compelling.
At the same time, compelling.
Cool.
But the first thing is I want to show you the cover, because as a visual artist, you know that it's going to be like a really striking cover, right? I'm holding it up for you to describe.
Oh, my goodness. Well, what can I say? It's completely white.
It's
blank.
Completely blank. and even the Hyperdub logo and barcode is just a sticker on the shrink wrap.
I think it's kind of cool though, right? Because he's making a statement being like...
Well, it's really a statement because most Hyperdub EP releases are in the Hyperdub company sleeve, which is black, with a black label. This here is completely white, and the label is like a child's writing scribbled on it, which says something. Now, I know that when he was first said about the EP and it first appeared on digital platforms or whatever, there was like a quite a lurid photo of a large bird, like a bird of prey's feet with a disease on it or something. People thought that was going to be the cover. No, subvert expectations right there. Completely blank. Now, why is that? Why does that relate to the music? I think it's because A, expectations. You can project your expectations onto what the art is going to be.
Your own interpretation.
Interpretations as well. And also the music itself is open to interpretation.
Cool.
Even though Jesse Kander has said, he said a few things about each of the tunes as to what they might be related to or might mean. I'm not even going to say what they are. You don't need to know, because you can bring something completely different to them. Now, it's electronic music, but it's the kind of electronic music which is specifically related to it, to a kind of emotional conveyance. It's not, there's nothing in there which is there because it's a cool sound. There's nothing in there because it's a conventional trope to like put a particular thing there or a particular beat in that way. It's all in service of, I can't say song really, because they're not songs, they're just small pieces. It's all in service of what, even the vibe, the content of the song dictates the sounds and the way things are. And I mean, that should be the case in any kind of production. You know, anything you do in production should be there to serve the idea itself rather than just be there because it's, that's the hook, because it's what people will like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a different way of kind of thinking or viewing music, because we've been so programmed to just process it like that, right? Just seeing the hook. And seeing the bridge, or seeing the...
Or seeing, you know, in recently years when I kept hearing people talking about the drop in dubstep and the this and the that. It's like, but with a background in classical music, not me, you, you'll know that in the construction of a classical piece, there is only things there which serve the needs of the piece itself.
Yeah, it's all about the technicality rather than like the, I suppose, like the appeal to your ear.
Right, but the technicality is there for a reason. Yeah. The technicality is there because there's relationships between different steps or different notes and different tempi, etc.
I mean, the structure of classical music is crazy.
Now, things changed from the 1950s on with pop music then, is that a lot of, like I said, tropes became involved. Oh, shoot, we're going to have a song that has this. We're going to have a song that has this word in the title. We're going to have this kind of sound. We're going to have this, quotation marks, drop in this dubstep, whatever, okay? So the point, doesn't matter. I mean, I'm not saying any one kind of music is better than another, or people should hear things in a specific way. People should hear music how they hear music. And there's no higher moral ground in any kind of music. If you like something, you like something.
Yeah.
I'm just using this as a descriptive device about the Student Kander EP.
What are we going to be listening to on this album?
Well, I'm going to let you make the choice, since you've heard it. If either, it's going to be out of one of two, and the Axolotl or Harsh. So that's the first one or the last one.
Listen to the last one.
Do you want a heart?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay. This
Can you give it to me, the number, though?
Yeah, it's the very last one.
Okay.
So that's...
19.
Or 20? I don't know.
There's no 20.
I'm not 20.
It's
I'm
no
in my
number.
Late 40s. Sure. Okay. So heart. This is. Yeah. You'll hear what I was talking about in the conveyance of emotion, etc.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.